flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Snow day in the DMV. Hope all the kiddos are out there enjoying it. My wife just texted me. If you're facing my house to the right, the older woman that lives next door to us, and she lives by herself. Her son lives in the area, and he's over there frequently. But my daughters were out playing, and she came out to try to shovel her walk. She's very independent. She goes for these long walks every day. I mean, B, she's got to be in her 80s.
Uh-huh.
And my daughters, very sweetly, were like, no, Miss Jane, we'll do it for you. But they're completely incapable. I learned this morning, Shelby wanted to help me shovel, so I let her do it, and she kind of got the hang of it. But then Ainsley wants to do whatever big sister does, and it's difficult. So Lauren just texted me. She just had to shovel Miss Jane's walk. She's like, the girl started, but it's just not going to happen.
Hey, see, Lauren, see what karma does? You talk about how your mama go outside by herself. And say, oh, let's see if we can get Lauren to do it today. Hey, get a snow blower.
Yeah. That snow today, like I have a leaf blower. Yeah,
that would work today.
Yeah. Nah, it's too wet.
No, I'm saying if you had a snow blower, it'd blow off easy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that other stuff, man, it didn't blow that far. I saw my neighbor trying to blow the other stuff before. It wasn't blowing very far.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
I do want to do we're going to be so heavy on how the Commanders continue their improvement. I do want to give some credit before I forget, because Lord knows I'll forget. AU had a big win last night. They beat Lafayette up in Lafayette. I assume that's Lafayette, Pennsylvania.
It's up north.
I know it's in PA.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the town is actually called Lafayette. I kind of don't care. I think they're the Panthers, which is not a bad.
I used to see that a lot when I was younger. And I see Lafayette, I'm like, we didn't play nobody last night.
Yo, but AU is now first place in the Patriot League, 10-3. They're 9-1 at home at Bender, which is a fun little arena. Dwayne Simpkins is the coach there. If you remember him, he was Maryland point guard. When AU goes to the tournament, it's always fun. And shout out to David Aldridge, Amanda Zimmer, all the AU Eagles, Matt Doolin, wherever you may be. I know they get fired up for their basketball team. And we'll see what happens because that Patriot League is always tricky because it always comes down to the conference tournament. Typically, that's a one-bid league. But at least, you know, they've changed the rule with the NIT that if you win your – like if you're a one-bid league and you win your conference regular season, you're at least – you get a slot in the NIT.
Okay.
So it looks like the Eagles are at least playing some postseason basketball. Wanted to credit them. And then Mason also had a huge win on the road last night. They won by 2 at St. Louis, which is usually a tough place to win. Mason is in first in the A-10. Huh? They're 11-1 in conference. VCU right behind them at 9-2.
Conference normally, when they get in, they normally make noise.
White Brian, is the A-10 a two-bid league? Could they get VCU and Mason in?
VCU's going to have to really just keep on winning, and Mason will probably have to win the conference tournament.
Both, Mason's 20-5, VCU's 19-5.
Yeah, I think VCU's a lot better in net rankings, so the best case scenario for them to get to would be George Mason winning the conference and then VCU okay. just keep winning.
Gotcha. All right, Mason's got – dude, that's a huge game then. Next set, so Mason plays St. Joe's on Saturday at home. Then next Saturday in Richmond, Mason-VCU, that game will have some serious juice to it, I imagine. If you want to get out to Fairfax, Mason's got two home games left. I guess three. One this weekend, one next Wednesday, or two Wednesdays from now, and then they get LaSalle the first week of March. That's another arena I like. You know, the last time I was at, what is it called now? Patriot Bank? Eagle Bank?
Eagle Bank Arena.
Eagle Bank Arena. You know, the last thing I saw over there?
What?
Paw Patrol Live.
Paw Patrol.
It was great.
Yeah.
What I can tell you about Paw Patrol Live, even though it starts at 10 a.m., they do sell beer.
I think one of the last times I was there, I saw
kind of silly.
I saw Flame boxing.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
I think I've been there twice since then.
I'll be honest. I would love to get out and cover some of these games for Channel 4. I don't know if it's going to happen just time-wise. I don't want to ignore anybody locally that is doing well in basketball. How's Howard looking? Pulling up the standings. All right, Howard is one game behind Norfolk State in the MEAC. Howard's 5-2 in conference. Norfolk State 6-1. But dude, I don't know. Maybe Howard played a much tougher non-conference schedule. But Norfolk State is 16-8 versus Howard's 10-14 overall. The Bison, if you want to go see them play, they're home on Monday against Maryland Eastern Shore. Yo, this is wild. Why they? I don't know enough if their schedule was really front-loaded with home games. Howard has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Howard has 7 games left in the regular season.
6 of them on the road?
5 of them on the
road. 5 on the road? Wow.
Now, the travel doesn't seem that significant. Dell State, Morgan State, Coppin State, NC Central. I think that's where Derek went. The longest travel's down to South Carolina, but still, that's a lot. That MEAC could come down to March 6th, Howard's hosting Norfolk State. That could be a pretty good game with a tournament bid on the line. Whether it's NIT or not. My Terps have a big game tomorrow night at Nebraska, which I don't know if you agree with this, B. I feel like Maryland generally recruits kids from the Northeast, and things have changed, obviously, but like their two best players are probably from Baltimore and then a couple kids from the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, mentally, it's hard to lock in going to Nebraska.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
But
they're like,
mentally for who?
What's going on there?
No. The players better not be thinking like that. You're playing against a team. It's all it takes. Competition.
Terps playing.
May not be able to say, oh, if we... Well, they better not be thinking about sneaking out anyway.
I don't know. Listen, I also am cognizant.
I'll be honest with
Nebraska's
you.
Nebraska's a big college. I'm sure there's
when I was in college, every time we went on a road trip, that was a conversation. This city, you don't want to sneak out in that city. This city might be okay.
Which cities did you like going to?
New Orleans.
I mean, that's...
Still New Orleans. All the colleges right around. You knew people. That was easy.
Who was your guy's biggest rival?
Tulane, Southern Miss. But you didn't want to sneak out of Southern Miss.
Was that Hattiesburg?
Yeah.
Hattiesburg doesn't strike me as the most cosmopolitan town.
Anthony Gilmore was from Hattiesburg, so he knew some folks. So I
where was Arkansas
One
State?
One thing about I was not the sneak out guy. I did not like getting in trouble. No, hell no. I did enough during the week. I had to worry about that on the weekend. Why am I going to sneak out the night before the game when I could be having fun all week?
Now, granted, I was not an athlete, but I got a fair amount of it. I was a sneak out kind of guy.
You didn't have no curfew.
Right. That's so good point.
You have sneak out. You have
like
curfew.
In high school, I did. apparently, White Brian has an update. Towson is at the top of the CAA, too. So right. That Mason Towson VCU thing could be pretty fun coming down to the wire. I think if anybody wants to give me tickets to the Maryland Iowa game on Sunday, I might try to go to that. Terps have a big game next Thursday night.
Dude,
what?
You went to Maryland. You like your buddies with locks. Just call them and get a damn ticket.
I could get some.
I'll call. What's called?
We could get some tickets.
I'm asking for. You go.
Sparty coming.
They should be sending me tickets all the damn money I sent to Maryland.
Yo, have you seen what just happened to Texas in the state of Maryland? They should be begging me to get tickets, and they should be selling beer in Montgomery County. Sparty coming to town in 2 weeks. That'll be a big game. Yo, here's what one thing I hated with this Maryland move to the Big Ten. I understand the television drives everything.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I'm aware of that. The rest of these schools are in towns like Des Moines, Iowa, Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Where is Nebraska? Lincoln? I'm guessing it's in Lincoln. Really. I'm sure these are all nice towns. I'm not knocking anything. They don't have traffic. They got Michigan State, Maryland scheduled for 6:30 on a Wednesday. How do you think it's going to go driving to College Park?
Who scheduled it? The home team,
the
right?
The Big Ten. No, the Big Ten for
Big
TV.
Big Ten scheduled a time?
Yeah, because they want – that's a big game in a 6:30 time slot that'll get eyeballs. I understand the why, but nobody thinks about the how.
Hey, man.
You want a
if you don't want them to be in the Big Ten, donate some damn more money.
I don't have any.
All right. Well,
they need to get
all
that.
The people in Maryland that went to Maryland that don't want to complain about when they're playing and where they're at, donate some more damn money. They wouldn't have to.
No, now they're in the right place.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
ACC is a sinking ship. That was College Hoops Roundup. Neil Greenberg at 11.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.